could have told you a lot about Misra.
Yeah.
She was raised in Misra.
How can you talk with
her? Well, I want you to. She's my good friend. She lives in the trail house.
I talked with her yesterday.
Did you? Oh, she's so nice. Well, she can give you a lot of information about Misra. Misra had more saloons in it than any little town on the river. I used to write, my daddy was a member of the board of supervisors, and I used to ride horse behind him, horseback down there to Misra and spend the day while he went to board meeting. That was when I was just a kid.
What kind of
horse
you have? Male or female?
We had both kinds, because he raised horses, most just for himself, not to sell. And I told you we had a jackass. We raised our mules. Never forget my cousin from down in the hills. He didn't know anything about animals. And he said he was going to buy him some mules and raise him a lot of mules. That's what he knew about.
Down in the hills?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Terry.
Terry.
That's where Papa came from.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Now, you had a place where you fatten your hogs up?
Oh, yes. Papa put them up, you know. And we never did have much luck at curing meat. We lose most of it. But we had fattening pens that he'd put them in, you know, to clean them out before we butchered them.
Now, was there a place where you kept your milk or your butter before refrigeration?
We had a sawdust box. And I don't know where the ice came from. Well, it was somebody brought it out to us, and we'd put blocks of ice down in that sawdust, and then we could put containers down in there, you know, something that the sawdust wouldn't get in. But that's what we had before we had, and then we'd come to the old refrigerator that you put the block of ice in. I know you've seen those. You go in underground Atlanta, you'll see them.
Underground Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in there? You haven't ever been in there?
Yes, ma'am. Well, where'd you get, what about a place where you get your milk now?
Well, I buy it from the stores.
Where do they get it from?
Greenville. It's brought out of Greenville in refrigerated trucks. Pasteurized milk and all kinds of milk. Sour cream and all that. Did you ever eat any homemade cottage cheese? Mama used to let the milk clatter and put it in a bag and let it drip.
Yes,
oh, it was delicious. It don't taste like this cottage cheese you buy now. And we made our own butter. We had one of those old ones like this, and then Papa got a one that looked like a barrel, and you turned it this way and turned the barrel over. And part of that house that you saw in the picture was a milk house where we kept. You saw that safe out there on the side porch? Mama used to keep milk in it, pans of milk, and I'd tell on one of my grandmothers that came from Virginia. Said that when she first married, she didn't know anything about milk. And so one day her husband asked her where the cream was. She said, that old yellow stuff on top, well, I throw that away.